Welcome back to today's episode. I wanted to quickly talk about a key nutrient for your thyroid, balancing blood sugar, and one of the things that we see helping women be able to lose weight. So that is the mineral magnesium. Magnesium plays a major role in the body. For example, this mineral helps with the relaxation of muscles, hello achy bones and joints, assists in balancing calcium in the blood. It is also necessary for over 300 enzyme reactions. It also helps prevent cardiovascular disease and is important for strong bones. It helps with the metabolism of carbs, fats, and proteins. So while we see magnesium deficiencies as super common, it is important for you to incorporate magnesium-rich foods in your diet. Things like avocados, Brazil nuts, almonds, cashews, pecans, seeds, so squash seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, dark leafy greens, fish like mackerel and tuna, bananas, beans, lentils, dark chocolate, dried fruits like figs, prunes, apricots, dates, raisins, and all of the things. It is also important to note that magnesium can be depleted by alcohol, antibiotics, the overuse of vitamin C, and excessive fat intake. So be mindful if you are keto, what is that doing to the other minerals in your body? All right. So incorporate those foods in, and let's head over and introduce our lovely Alexis Diamond. She is also known as the hot and healthy vegan mom and is a leader in transformation. She is a registered health coach, a holistic nutrition weight loss expert, and is certified in personal training. She was drawn to the fitness industry 7 years ago after accidentally stumbling across a Zumba class. She fell in love and never looked back. She noticed during her time in the fitness world that almost every woman that came in got results and left feeling happy, and ultimately came back 1 year later having gained all of the weight back. As someone who struggled with yo-yo weight loss herself, watching these women struggle just solidified something she already knew deep down. Long-term weight loss and sustainability is so much more than just calories in and calories out. This led her to her 3-year journey to find the root cause of the weight loss roller coaster that so many women we know are on, and she is ready to put an end to it. So with that, I hope you enjoy my interview with Alexis. Welcome back to the Thriving Thyroid Podcast, where we choose to become empowered patients and take our health into our own hands. Hi, I'm Shannon Hansen, a Christian entrepreneur, a mom of three, and after dealing with my own health mysteries, I made it my mission to learn everything I could about the thyroid. I soon became certified as a holistic wellness practitioner, a functional nutrition practitioner, and a functional diagnostic practitioner, and so much more. After that, I founded the revolutionary thyroid program, the Hansen Method. As a health professional and a mom, I fully understand the importance of having a fun, simple, and sustainable plan for achieving a responsive thyroid. So I share actionable and practical strategies for developing a responsive thyroid so that the ambitious moms and women can gain freedom from fatigue and lose the thyroid weight once and for all. Each week, I will be here for you. Along with my guest experts, we will be sharing simple and tangible tips that work for not only your thyroid, your hormones, your family, and your mindset, so that you can get back to living the life that you envision for yourself. Welcome to the Thriving Thyroid Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. I am so excited to have Alexis Diamond on with me today. Hi, Alexis.
Hey, Shannon.
I am super excited to have this conversation with you because, as we know, balancing hormones, managing insulin and cortisol is all super important to somebody's success in just balancing their body, feeling better, having energy, losing the weight. And so this conversation is going to be so good. But before we dive in, will you share just a little bit about your story and your background and how you got here?
Yeah, absolutely. So I, from a very young age, started struggling with my weight. I literally can't remember a time in my life where my weight was not an issue. I probably went on my first diet when I was 9. I remember waking up early before school in the 5th grade and tuning into Lifetime and doing Denise Austin's like little aerobic workouts to try to get it off. So after dealing with that for a really long time, at about 23, after my oldest was born, I fell in love with fitness. And I got into Zumba and I became a personal trainer and got certified in all the different formats that there were out there, but I was still 30 pounds overweight. And it got to a point where I was constantly working out and trying all the different fads and trying all the different trends that were out there, spending hours every week on Google to figure out why I couldn't hit my goal and then stay there long term. And that's really what led me to getting my professional education and doing what I do now.
Amazing. Okay, so I'm a little curious, at 9 years old, like how or where did that the thoughts of being overweight come from? Was that from family? Did somebody say something in your class?
Yeah, absolutely. So I remember in the 2nd grade, we were doing some type of assignment. I don't know what it was. I don't know what the details were, but I knew for some reason we had to put down what our weight was. And that was the first time I realized that what my weight was a lot more than what everybody else's numbers that they were putting down were. And then from then on, it just kind of spiraled as I got older. My mom would comment on it all the time because she was just naturally really slim. And I was not. That is not how I was born. And between that, dealing with things in school, becoming a cheerleader in the 6th grade, it was just a vicious cycle. So it kind of came from all different aspects. Plus, it was like the 90s and early 2000s when it was heroin chic was the thing, right?
Yeah. And Weight
Yeah.
Watchers. And I remember,
Yes.
I mean, I know from talking with a lot of the women that I work with, their mom, 80s, 90s, moms were taking their daughters to Weight Watchers and putting them on diet plans, at 9 years old. And thankfully, that's not part of my story. But I just think of, oh my gosh, what kind of damage, that does to a young kid,
Yeah.
and talking with other family members and nieces and things like that. That's also the age that they started to become aware of their body. And I think it's something that we as women, as moms, need to be mindful of, the way that we talk to our kids and our actions and things like that as well. So thank you for sharing that with us. What is the biggest false belief that the weight loss industry has that you've seen working with women?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is it's kind of a two-part thing because one is the main weight loss industry for everybody, right? So it is that you have to eat less and move more, right? Everything is about calories in, calories out. Everybody has at least, two, three different calorie tracking apps on their phone, and then they're going and doing cardio on the machine so they can see the numbers, so they can try to do the math. And then there's also the main false belief in the vegan weight loss world. So I'm vegan. I have been for a while now. I work with vegan moms. And there's this myth in our world that all you have to do if you want to hit your goals is eat whole foods all the time, right? Just eat whole foods and you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want, and you're going to be okay and you're going to hit your goals. And if you're not hitting your goals like that, then you're doing it wrong, right? Then there's something wrong with you. So like I said, I used to be 30 pounds heavier. And when I was at my heaviest, I was teaching two, three classes a day. I was working out for 3 hours a day, and I was eating less than my toddler was every day. So if calories in, calories out actually worked, I would have had a six pack, right? But that was not the case. That was definitely not the case. So when women come to me, a lot of them are doing the same thing. They're on the bikes, they're out jogging for, 90 minutes a day, and they're just cutting their calories lower and lower and lower, not realizing that all that's doing is causing imbalances in their body that's keeping them
healthy. Yeah. Okay. So tell us, what are those imbalances that are starting to happen when we're cutting calories? And then I do want to go back to the myth of eating whole food and, you know, being vegan and being able to lose weight that way too. So first, let's talk about the other part.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you go on some crazy calorie restrictive diet, or when you do really intense intermittent fasting that your body is not ready for, so you're going 20 hours a day without eating, you're causing these imbalances in your blood sugar. And what blood sugar is blood sugar is your body's preferred source of fuel, right? So you eat, as your food digests, glucose enters your blood, and that is your blood sugar. And when that happens, insulin comes in to help regulate your blood sugar so that you don't go, you know, hyperglycemia or hypoglycemia and don't deal with all the consequences that come with that. Now, the problem is if you're not eating for these long periods of time, your blood sugar is dipping down too low. And when your blood sugar is dipping down too low, it's eating into your muscle. And if your muscle is getting eaten into, that's going to lower your metabolism, because we all know, you know, muscle burns more calories than fat. So if your body's eating away at itself like that, you're affecting your long-term metabolism. Now, the other part of that whole situation is when you're that low, you start having cravings, right? You have cravings for the candies and the Oreos and the pizza and the French fries and stuff. And you're like, well, I haven't eaten in 20 hours, so I'll just let myself have that, right? I earned it. So then you eat that and your blood sugar spikes really high. So your body starts pouring insulin out so that it can use and store that blood sugar. But so much is coming out at one time that you're storing so much of that as fat instead of using it. And then you end up on that vicious roller coaster of just the highs and the lows, and you're storing all your calories, but you're always tired and you're never full. So those are the main imbalances that I've seen in the women that I work with.
Thank you so much for clearing that up. And I'm like, I have goosebumps over here because I'm like, y'all, this story is real. I know I work with women who are like, I'm just going to eat half a banana because I know it's high in sugar and I don't want to eat too much. And I'm like, eat the whole dang banana.
Eat the banana.
Eat the banana. You know, but I can totally see that cycle happen for so many women. So tell us a little bit more about that myth where just eating whole foods is going to help you lose weight.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, especially in the vegan world, you know, whole food plant-based is this whole thing. And everybody thinks that it as long as it's a whole food, you can eat it whenever you want. You could eat however much you want and you're going to be fine. In the end, while calories in, calories out is not the main thing that you should be focusing on, you still need to be in a caloric deficit to lose weight. So if you're eating, because potatoes are whole food, if you're eating potatoes all day, but you're eating them made in a way where they spike your blood sugar, and you're eating these very calorically dense foods all day, then one, you're not going to lose weight that way. But another problem is that there's not enough consideration of when you're eating, right? So your body never gets a chance to get into those fat stores and actually burn that fat because it's so busy trying to use the fuel because you're eating every hour. And when you eat like that, you end up hungry and eating every hour because you're not considering the fact that you need fat and you need protein. And both of those help regulate your blood sugar, and both of those help you feel full longer. What happens a lot with the women that come to me is they're like, I've tried the whole food plant-based and, you know, it works for everybody else, but it didn't work for me. I was starving. I was eating every hour. And I'm like, you were eating every hour and you were starving because you cut all the fat out of your life, and fat does not make you fat. So there's another myth for you.
Yes. Okay. If we have time, we'll come back to the fat, right? Especially for women. And actually, since we're here, let's just talk about that for just a second. Women need fat. Women's hormones need fat in order to produce. And when was it? you might have to help me, back in the 80s, I think, early 90s, around that time.
Yes.
They went on a like low fat, no fat, really big kick. And that's when we started seeing more and more women having hormonal imbalances. Menopause got worse because people thought that that's what you needed to do in order to lose the weight. So,
yeah.
High level.
Yeah, 100%.
What do you think is wrong with most mainstream weight loss programs and methodologies and things for women, and why they don't work long term?
So, to be really upfront about it, and I'm not saying this because I have anything against men. Men are great. I love them. They have their own place in everything that they do. But most of the weight loss programs that are out there were not designed with a woman's body in mind. They work for men. And we all know that for men, if they cut like one of their snacks out, they'll lose 10 pounds in a week. And that doesn't work for us. And women are trying to use these methods, and they're causing more and more imbalances in their body. And then they're frustrated and they get down on themselves, and it becomes a whole self-sabotage game because they don't understand why they just can't do it, right? They don't understand why that plan just doesn't work for them. But the other problem is a lot of the cookie cutter, really generic meal plans and, you know, the Weight Watchers and all of that that's out there, none of that takes your hormones into consideration. None of that takes your insulin into consideration and your blood sugar into consideration. So you could be 100% on your calories or on your points for the day, but you were eating and living in a way that caused your body to be more resistant to the insulin, and you're not seeing the results.
Oh, I feel like there's so much we could stay there. But I think you're absolutely right, you know, in terms of it may not be the best plan for you. And this is what I try to explain to women all the time, is working with a professional who is very well educated, because we are biochemically individual. So what calorie count, and you guys can't see me, but I've got my air quotes, what calorie count or point system may work for you, you may need higher fats. You may need higher protein because of how your body burns and work versus somebody else, right?
Absolutely. Or
my activity is going to be different than yours, Alexis. And so, you know, I need a different fuel source because of the type of activity and the level of the activity, and so on and so forth. So besides exercise and nutrition, what are you finding that the areas that women need to focus on besides just the exercise and nutrition part?
Yeah. So from, obviously, like I said, I work specifically with moms, and this will apply to all women because women tend to be overdoers and overachievers and overgivers, but especially with moms, it's the stress. It is the stress. And everybody has heard of stress fat, right? Everybody's heard of stress eating, but a lot of people don't understand the science behind it, and they don't understand how to mitigate it. So they're like, okay, I know stress, you know, makes you fat, but like, I have all these things to do. Like, I have a life to live. And they think it has to be like this all or nothing thing, right? Either you're like the master of Zen, or you're stressed out 24/7. And in reality, a lot of it is about, one, having systems in place to mitigate that stress, giving yourself designated times every day for 5 minutes, you know, just to calm down and not be stressed out. And then the other one is that while we cannot control environmental stressors, any emotional stressors that we have, they start on the inside, right? That they start because of how we interpret a situation. And I have this activity that I use with my ladies, and I give to them really early on in the program, that helps them identify how they're interpreting that situation that's causing them stress, and then find new interpretations. And the beautiful part about doing this is when you do that, right? When you have that awareness and you can take that responsibility, you train your brain to see the good in things. And if you're seeing the good instead of the bad and instead of the stress, then life just gets better and your hormones stay balanced. So there's that too.
Yeah. So do you have like a tip or something to help people deal with their stress levels? Like what makes the biggest impact for stress?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I have found has helped the most women and what has helped me the most, like I said, was one, acknowledging and owning that when I feel stressed about a situation, that it's just an interpretation that I'm making in my head. So this, the process that I use with my women is really simple. It's three steps. You identify the fact that, you know, first thing is you're feeling bad, right? You feel bad. You feel stressed in some way. You do a pattern interrupt. You're like, stop it. I use my name. I'm like, Alexis, you need to stop it, right? And then you identify the fact that you are feeling stressed because you're making an interpretation. And then you ask yourself, what interpretation am I making right now? And then you come up with seven new interpretations. And a lot of people are like, can we do like two interpretations? Can we do three? And the thing is, coming up with two or three is really easy, right? You can do like the fluff stuff, the gratitude. But once you get to like four and five and six, you can feel your energy shift because you actually have to think about what the more empowering interpretations are. And by the time you're done with seven, you feel better and you just get to move on with your life.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, that's so good. And I think that that's something that anybody can do, right? I know with some of the other methodologies, EFT, things like that, like you have, if you're going to choose tapping, most people aren't going to tap in the middle of a room or a restaurant, right? Like they're going to have to excuse themselves to go into the bathroom and hide and do it or go to their car or whatever. And this is something that you can literally do anywhere you are at, inside your brain, inside, you know, on, get on your phone, write it out, awesome. Whatever you need to do. I love that so much. So what are the most common mindsets that you see women struggling with as they're heading on their journey towards transformation and weight loss and balancing hormones and things like that?
Yeah. So, again, you know, I do work with a lot of moms, but I do work with non-moms as well. And like I said, a lot of women, we're overdoers, we're overgivers, we're overachievers. And what a lot of people come to me, even just when it comes to having the thought of investing in your health, so many people think that it is selfish. So many people think that, you know, if you're doing that, if you're going to prioritize, you know, your health and investment and take those steps that you need to take so that you feel better, that you're taking away from the people that you care about in your life, from your kids and your partner and your friends by doing this for yourself. And it's fun. It's ironic because when people come to me, especially the moms that come to me, one of their biggest whys about why they want to get balanced out is they don't have the energy to be that mom and woman that they want to be. So if you look at it from that perspective, is that not the most selfless thing that you can do by putting yourself through all these steps? But again, that is a super hard mindset block that women come to me with. And that's why, so when I start working with people, one of the first things we do is we play this game. And it's a game to identify what your unconscious values are, right? What your subconscious values are and how that is working for you or working against you. And I cannot tell you how many women I've played this game with and health is not even in their top five values.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing to me because that's one of the, for me, when I set goals, health is always among the top. And like, my goal is never to lose weight.
Yeah.
Right. It's never to lose weight because your body can do all different kinds of things. And weight loss for me is not a goal, but health is progressional, and without our health, we have nothing, right?
Exactly.
If I'm sick in my bed, laying down, and I can't get up and take care of my family, I have nothing, mm-hmm. right? That's, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And that they always have family in their top three. And I tell them exactly what you just said. I'm like, if you don't have your health, if you're laid up in bed, how are you going to take care of your family?
Yeah, absolutely. And as like a quick side note, I had a friend a couple years ago where she pretty much lost her health, right? She had four kids and her mother-in-law had to move in with her, had to take care of her for almost 2 years. And having that friend and listening to her story, she lost so much during that time. And she did everything and anything she could to get out of that state, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I hope women begin to realize is you may be at like a low level of stress, of poor health, of lack of energy, you know, overweight, whatever. But if you keep going down that path, you are going to bottom out and you will have nothing. You will hit a state of cellular death, right? Where Absolutely. Organs and systems are dying off, and your health should be one of the biggest investments you make for yourself, next to your home, next to the foods that you're eating. And I think both of us can agree, the foods that you put in your body are the fuel source, right? We don't put diesel in a gas car because it's not going to work. And yet so many of us choose to do that over and over again for the sake of convenience, for the sake of ease, for the sake of, well, I don't want to fight my toddler, right? Mm-hmm. If your toddler, if you should, we'll put it this way, if you shouldn't be eating a Big Mac and you're feeding it to your kids, do you think your kids need the same fuel source, right? So you're changing thoughts, you're changing habits, you're changing patterns for not only yourself, but for your children and for your family. On our coaching call right before recording this, I told my women, you have to choose your hard. Which hard are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the hard where you're sick and uncomfortable and, you know, not doing well? Or are you going to choose the hard of changing your eating, changing your stress levels, you know, and learning the skills that you need? So I love that you bring up, you know, the mindset blocks that women have.
Thank you. Yeah. And I totally, totally get on board with that. And then, you know, the thing is, it's hard to make the change initially, right? But as I'm sure you know, once those habits are in place, once those systems are in place, once you feel good and your energy levels are good and your moods are balanced and you feel comfortable in your body, it's not hard anymore to stick to it. So it's just, you know, it's just putting off some short-term, you know, satisfaction for the real long-term game. It's playing the long game.
Yeah. For the results that you want.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, absolutely. So Alexis, tell everybody, what is your process that you take women through to help them balance their hormones and, you know, lose the weight and be energized and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So honestly, the entire first, I want to say month of my system is focused on baselining that blood sugar. Right? Getting that blood sugar so it's not doing those crazy spikes, it's not doing those crazy dips, and getting you to a point where your energy levels are up and then you feel good. And then once you're in that place, we introduce hormone conscious workouts. Workouts that feel good for you, workouts that keep your hormones running the way they should be running. And then once we have both those in place, and kind of underlying through the whole thing is really eliminating that unconscious self-sabotage, right? Like I said, that activity that I do with my ladies to come up with to figure out what their unconscious core values are, even they're shocked when they see that. So we do a lot of work on that throughout our time together so that they can really make that shift to make it last forever.
I love that. Tell us just a little bit more. What do you mean by balancing blood sugar? Like, what kind of action should women be doing to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is one of my favorite things is the glycemic index. And if you don't know what it is, like if you know, a listener doesn't know what it is, that's fine. There's an app literally called Glycemic Index. And the first things that they start doing is they pick a meal that works for them, and they replace any of the high glycemic index in the foods in that meal with low glycemic index foods. And then we slowly work it out of their diet so that we're not having this crazy shock to their system. So once we get them to that point where they're not having those spikes and dips, which would basically, so low glycemic foods would show up on the glycemic index as less than 50 or 55, depending on who you're talking to. And then honestly, anything higher than that, we slowly wean it out, or we strategically place it in certain parts of the week so that they can still occasionally indulge without throwing away all their progress. So we go through that. Then we get conscious with that protein and that fat, because when you eat your meal, if you're eating those carbs, which carbs, again, are not bad, just like fat, which is a whole other topic. But if you're eating those carbs, a whole other thing, right? So if you're eating those carbs with protein and with fat, it helps that sugar release into your blood more slowly, so that that insulin releases into your blood more slowly, so that they're doing, you know, this beautiful dance together, you know, like this tango instead of this crazy mosh pit that was going on before they came around.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Do you have just a quick example of maybe like a replacement or something like that? Like, I know a lot of women will say things like, oh, I can't eat carrots because they're going to, you know, they're high in carbs and whatever, right?
So like a replacement for like a specific like high glycemic food, or?
Yeah. Or okay. Like how you begin that process of shifting those things.
Yeah, absolutely. So what a lot of my women are doing, especially because I work with vegans, a lot of them are using pastas and stuff because it's easy. It's easy and it's quick and it's cheap. So a lot of the women are using pastas and stuff, and then they go, well, can I just use whole wheat pastas? Can I just use lentil pastas? And we don't do that, right? Because, in my program, we don't do that, because it will cause inflammation, which will also cause your imbalances. What we do instead is we will do the zoodles, you know, the zucchini noodles. We will do the spaghetti squash. We will do, you know, the same spiralized butternut squash, because in the end, we're adding so much more volume to it, right? When you're eating these low glycemic foods, you can eat so much more without setting your body into these imbalances. So they're worried they're not going to feel full because they're not eating the pastas. And then they eat the meal and they're like, I had a hard time finishing that, you know?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And what about, what is conscious hormone exercises look like? Is that HIIT training? Is that like high intensity? Well, I said HIIT training. So that stands for high intensity interval training, if anybody doesn't know. Or, you know, heavy cardio, like what does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So in my program, we do a lot of high intensity interval training, and we do it so that we can keep those workouts really, we keep them at about 25 minutes or less. Because when you're working out, once you hit that point where you go over 40 minutes, which again, something that I had no idea was setting me back forever as a fitness instructor, once you go over 40 minutes, that cortisol, right, the stress that's getting put on your body is so high for so long, you're causing yourself not to react to insulin the same way. So your body goes into storage mode instead of burning mode, which is where you want it to be. So we'll do HIIT training for that. But one of the big components here is that we don't do super intense HIIT training 6 days a week. Right? We're giving that body time to heal. We're giving our hormone, you know, our cortisol levels time to balance back out. So those would be the two biggest things there that we use. We use HIIT training, and we use really strategically based recovery and low intensity training.
I love that. Okay. So like a mixture of a lot of different things so that we're not overtaxing the body, the hormones. Perfect. And then the last part, the unconscious sabotage. What do you do for that?
Okay. So I've worked very closely with one of the leading transformational coaches and subconscious reprogramming coaches for a while now, changed my life, changed everything about what I do. And when I found out how the subconscious mind can make our decisions for us, even when we think we are making that choice, I knew I had to bring that into my program to get my ladies long-term results. So again, some of the first things that we'll do is figure out, you know, what are your subconscious core values? And then we take those core values and we work on how your core values create your commitments and whether, you know, the difference between being 99% committed and 100% committed, right? Because that 1% will get you into so much trouble.
Yeah.
And then we go from that to your subconscious habits. Because our habits are subconscious. Our subconscious brain makes our decisions 7 seconds before our conscious mind does. So it's really just creating this awareness, looking at their self-talk and what they're telling themselves all day. Because if you're telling yourself all day, I don't stick to anything, I quit everything, oh my gosh, my body looks terrible, then that's going to become your reality. And if you don't change that self-talk, and if you're not almost relentless about having that awareness, that will cause you to go back into your old patterns every time.
Yeah, that's so good. And I think you're so right. Well, Alexis, thank you so much for being on today. Is there any last words of wisdom or anything you want to tell the listeners?
So let's just real quick, last word of wisdom is what you love, you take care of. Right? So start by loving yourself where you're at right now, and the rest of it will come to you.
Oh, that's amazing. And I got goosebumps again. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media if they want to learn more about what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am on Instagram and Facebook with the same handle, at the hot N, the letter N, the hot and healthy vegan mom. And same thing with my website, The Hot and Healthy Vegan Mom. So that is how you can find me on all the different platforms.
Perfect. And we will link those up in the show notes for everybody to check out. Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you, Shannon.
Today's episode is brought to you and sponsored by Wellevate. Wellevate is the online supplement company that we use with our clients to have them purchase high-quality therapeutic-grade supplements. Companies like Douglas Labs and Pure Encapsulation and Thorne and all of these different things provided to you at your fingertips for 10% off all of your orders. All you have to do is go visit the show notes, set up an account, and you will be able to access their library, and you will be able to see our favorite supplements that we recommend and use for our clients. Things like collagen, vitamin D, B complexes, magnesium, and so much more. The last thing I want to tell you about Wellevate is not only do you get 10% off all of your orders, but they also have free shipping on orders over $49. Plus, their customer service is out of this world. They ship all of their orders within 24 to 48 hours. So head over, check it out, set up your account, and get ordering.
Wait before you go!
Please subscribe if you found value in today's episode. Leave us a review and share on Instagram, and please tag us.
We love your reviews! Pretty please!